page 130. 8.5. Time to celebrate. Vocabulary. National holidays, traditions and customs. 1. Read the web page. Ask and answer questions, as in the example. Home. Works. Store. Blog. About. Search. Go. Scotland, 30th November, St. Andrew's Day. St. Andrew is the saint of Scotland, and his cross appears on the Scottish flag. On 30th November, the Scottish people celebrate him with a national holiday. The schools, offices and shops are closed and people celebrate with food and drink, parades, fireworks and ceilidhs, pronounced ceilidhs. These are events with traditional dancing, music and storytelling. You're sure to see people wearing kilts on St. Andrew's Day, and you'll definitely hear the sound of bagpipes. Northern Ireland, 17th March, St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick was probably English, but he loved Ireland so much that he spent his life there. 17th March, the date of his death in 493, is a national holiday. There is a huge parade in the city of Belfast on this day, and smaller ones in other towns. The costumes are fantastic. People wear lots of green, listen to live music and do Irish dancing. This is a very energetic style of dancing and it's fun to watch, but quite difficult to do. Wales, 1st March, St. David's Day. St. David's Day isn't a national holiday in Wales, but some private companies close. Lots of people attend the National St. David's Day Parade in the city of Cardiff. You'll see Welsh flags with the famous red dragon on them, people in fancy dress and people wearing traditional costumes. Nearly everyone you meet will have a daffodil pinned to their clothes, it's the symbol of St. David. Children still have to go to school on St. David's Day, but they often dress up in costumes. Some schools hold an Eisteddfod, pronounced Eisteddfod. This is a traditional Welsh celebration where people perform poetry, songs and dances. Check these words. Saint, kilt, bagpipes, private, fancy dress, daffodil. Everyday English. Inviting, accepting, refusing. 2.4.29. Listen and read the dialogue. What event does Mark invite Paul to? Mark, hi, Paul. Have you got any plans for next weekend? Paul, hey, Mark. No, I haven't. Why? Mark, would you like to come to Cardiff with me and my family? It's St. David's Day and we're going to watch the parade. Paul, sounds great. 3. Use the phrases in the functions box to act out a dialogue inviting a friend to another event in X. 1. He, she will either accept or refuse. Use the dialogue in X. 2 as a model. Functions. Inviting. Would you like to? How do you fancy, plusing form. Accepting. I'd be happy, glad to. Sounds good, great. I'd like, love to. Refusing. Unfortunately, I can't. I'm afraid / I'm really sorry, but I can't.